Thank you, Provost Joe Ivan, Bishop Bambera, Father Ryan, Chairman of the Board Tom Smith, my fellow honorees, faculty and staff of King's College, parents, relatives, and friends of the graduates, and mostly the most important people of all in this arena, the King's College Class of 2018. Frankly, I stand before you with much trepidation. When I was president of this school, a school which I deeply love, I usually dreaded the responsibility of choosing a speaker for commencement. Many of the faculty would prefer a thoughtful, articulate, academically inclined speaker who could weave contemporary philosophical positions of the day with Plato, Socrates, and Nietzsche into his or her talk. Many of the students, however, wanted someone who was popular and well-known, even an entertainer like Usher or Beyoncé. Well, I'm obviously in neither category. But I also know, as a former president, that one thing that faculty and students alike seemed to agree on was a preference for a shorter rather than a longer speech. I'm going to try to meet that expectation. So in baseball terminology, I strike out on the student preferences, I strike out on the faculty preferences, but if I can offer a shorter speech, I'm still batting a respectable 333. My most recent position as Provincial of Holy Cross in the United States has allowed me to address and meet people all over the world. I've also had the privilege to live in Asia and Africa. Cultures for sure differ, and as bright King's College grads, you know that no one culture, including our own, is the norm for the whole world. But I would like to offer you today some of the best principles that I have seen in our culture or in others that may be of assistance to you on this milestone day in your lives. If I may, let me perhaps address our graduates directly. Graduates, in these brief points, I hope that you will find one or two of these points that will be of value for you. These are really simple points. And my hope is that one or two resonate for you on this day when you deserve the greatest congratulations for this coming to this moment in your lives. There are only six relatively short points I want to make, so hang in there. Number one, believe in yourself. You have been given an incredible education. You have encountered faculty and staff who not only are dedicated to you and their profession, but to you personally. One of the greatest traditions of King's College is to see the faculty and staff line up as you walk between them, and they affectionately greet you. They hug you. It's because they love you. They have come to believe in you and care for you. And you have been challenged at this school to think ethically and act by participating in service projects to be mindful of others who are less fortunate. Graduates from King's College have gone on to be successful in their personal endeavors, and they have made a difference in the world. Phil McGowan, who was the first graduate of the class of King's College, went from King's to Harvard and became the one person in the country who broke up the AT&T monopoly in the United States. Santo Loquasto, who last year won a prestigious Tony Award for his artistic work on Broadway, a King's College graduate. Ellen Gallagher, the CFO and the VP of the prestigious American Museum of Natural History in New York City, a King's College graduate. To the recipients of honorary degrees today, Dr. Curran and my brother, Jim O'Hara, King's women and King's men have made a difference in this world. You too, my graduates, you are equipped to make a difference in the world, and I say that meaning it completely. Believe in yourselves and be confident. Take risks. Don't settle for complacency. You have been given a great education. Use it well and be bold. I have lived and been in the poorest places of the globe and have seen incredible work done by young people who had no college education, but they passionately believed in their ability to make an impact. Despite any obstacle, they believed in themselves. I ask you this day, believe in yourself just as passionately that you are capable of great things. You can make a difference in the world. Secondly, honor your background. Honor your families, who are your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your spouses, and those who have become family to you. They have supported you, so for be ever thankful to them. Many of them surround you here in this arena. They helped you to get to this point in your life and invested in you. Their love, their care, their finances, their sacrifices. My own parents made incredible sacrifices to help me and my brother Jim get our King's College degrees. My dad worked in the mines near Hazleton for 36 years. My mom worked in the garment industry as a seamstress, all for the sacrifice of their sons to get a King's College degree. And the Curran family, five of whom are King's graduates, are proud today as their dad, a great King's professor, receives his honorary degree, accepted by his son, Dr. Tom Curran, a King's board member. By the way, Dr. Curran's wife, Patricia, has six siblings who graduated from King's. There's something about King's that promotes family and the importance of family in our lives. Sadly, our society doesn't always value the family. Other cultures of the world are better in proclaiming familial bonds than we are as Americans. But I urge you to never forget your family. Never lose sense of where you came from. And I said in point one, be bold and confident in looking to the future. But in this point, I urge you to honor your heritage. Be humbled by those who sacrificed to get you to this point. Never denigrate your background. Never needlessly exaggerate your background. You are who you are in many ways because of your background. Accept it, honor it, and move forward, creating your own path. Thirdly, do not see the world as black and white. Having traveled the world and having lived on four continents, I've discovered, sometimes painfully, that my ideas, my way of life, are not the norm from everyone. We on God's good earth form many cultures, and even within our own culture, we are from many different perspectives. Never allow yourselves to assume your ideas, your thoughts, your culture, even your country, has the monopoly on truth. Listen to others so as to evaluate your own thoughts. Sadly, increasingly in our country, too many think the way to dismiss the ideas of others is by making mean-spirited personal attacks, thus simply dismissing the person so as to rule out any real discussion. Be wise enough to reject that approach, for demeaning the other person ultimately is to demean yourself. Never begin a discussion assuming you already know what is right and the other is necessarily wrong. To do so is not only arrogant, it destroys civility. To do so prompts hatred, and as we have sadly seen too often in our world, leads to violence. You know better. You know how to think critically. You know how to learn from others. You know now to recognize truth as something for which we all search. Some will want you to see the world clearly as black or white, good or bad, right or wrong. Resist it. Rise above it. For you have been gifted with an education that challenges you to think. Remember, it's not just arrogant. It's the sign of an uneducated person who assumes he or she has nothing to learn from others or others' ways of life. 4, never lose the habit of thanking people. This is an easy one. Too often in our society, we have become used to expecting everything we want will be made. Entitlement. The truth is, nothing in life automatically is received. No keen student would feel you were entitled to an A in every course without doing the required work. No king's athlete would feel entitled to victory without effort. The truth, as in the classroom and on the field, is that so in life, hard work and discipline are demanded. And so is gratitude. As I met people across the world, I've come to realize how blessed I am to live in this country with such great bounty and opportunity. We can't take our gifts for granted. Thank God for living in this country. And similarly, thank those in your lives who help you take advantage of the opportunities that come your way. Nothing will come your way because you are entitled to it. It comes to you through your own hard work. Be strong enough to work hard, but humble enough to thank those who assist you. Be a person of gratitude. 5, never tire of being of service to others. You have been educated in a true Holy Cross tradition that your education at King's is not just an intellectual enterprise, but a journey of the heart as well. As Father Basil Moreau said of the Holy Cross education, we will not cultivate the mind at the expense of the heart. Both your mind and your heart should tell you that there are far too many people in our world, far too many people in our own communities who suffer greatly, who never received the college degree that you're receiving today, who never had the opportunities that you have today. But your King's education has prompted you from your very first days on our campus to be involved in community service. You've served at the St. Vincent de Paul Soup Kitchen, at the McGlynn Learning Center. You've served the homeless at the Andre House in Phoenix, or the poor in Peru at Canto Grande. Take that as a lifelong lesson, for you will always need to serve those in your communities in which you live. Find a clear way in your life to help those who are less fortunate. The deep lesson you have already learned, no doubt, is that as you reach out to others to help others who need assistance, ironically, it will be they who make you a better person. And 6th, and most importantly, remember you are a child of God. God created you in God's image, and so you are holy. You are not perfect, and no one knows that better than you do. But as God's child, you have your greatest identity. No achievement in your life to come, a professional success or monetary success, will be greater than simply being a child of God. And no setback or failure in life that you will yet meet will ever take away your most precious identity, a child of God. Do not ever allow any struggle, any disappointment to overcome you, for you have this incredible identity of being a child of God. Do not ever allow anyone to take advantage of you or rob you of your dignity, for you are a child of God. That God will never desert you, no matter the struggle. And if you are a child of God, so is everyone else in this arena. So is everyone that you are yet to encounter in your life, those whom you will love and those with whom you disagree. This is even further reason never to denigrate or dismiss those with whom you disagree, for they too are children of God. That God has brought you to this point in your life. Perhaps you had to overcome struggles, academic, social, or financial, but God was with you each step of the way. Know that that same loving God will be with you each step as you now take your life and walk from this arena to begin the next chapter of your life. My graduates, congratulations, and God bless you all.